had a question in terms of when you guys get to the line. I know you'd like to be able to stay flexible and be able to run or pass depending on the look you're presented by a defense, but I'm wondering if there would be any advantage to not doing that and basically, you know, dictating, you know, what it is you'd like to do out of the huddle. Almost, I don't know, it wouldn't be regardless of what the defense is doing, but, you know, if you kind of just decide what to do and come out and do it, is there any benefit to that?
Well, I think it depends on what it is you've chosen to do. You know, there's definitely, I would say, the majority of what we do, the majority of what we did last night, was that. I think we, you know, we had a few plays that we either changed or checked to something else, but I'd say that by and large, the majority of what we do is just, you know, call the play and run it, execute it the best that we can. You know, and there's obviously some times where if you have a play called and you're going to run it into a situation where it's certainly going to be a bad play, then, you know, if you can get it to a better play, certainly it'd be advantageous. Like I said, I don't think we did that a whole lot last night. It was a few situations where we did, but most of the time, I think we just ran what we called.
What kind of positives can you draw out of Brandon LaFelle's performance from last night?
I thought Brandon, you know, he played really hard. Obviously, he made a few really big plays for us in the game, demonstrated the ability to make something happen with the ball in his hands. He was tough, played hard on every snap, and, you know, really did everything he could do in his position and his role with his opportunities to try and help us move the ball and score points. So, you know, I think that was a positive, his performance overall.
Through the first four games, you guys on offense have used rotated almost everybody in and out on the offensive line. You've used all your wide receivers from game to game, and still you had a tough game there. So are you confident that the players are here that can really turn this around and make this a dominant team again?
There's a lot of confidence in our guys. We didn't play well last night. We didn't coach well offensively. And, you know, we obviously have to do a lot better, starting with me. And, you know, there's no shortcut to that, but we got a lot of players that have played a lot of good football here before. And we, you know, we know it's a long season. We got a lot of work ahead of us. And we know that, you know, it's going to be critical for us to get better and improve each week.
Josh, you guys have struggled mainly against teams with great, you know, front fours and front sevens that put pressure on Tom. Other than getting the ball out of his hand quick and running straight at teams, what are some of the things that you can do to combat a great pass rush and an offensive line that's had trouble protecting Tom?
Well, I think we, you know, we have to improve in that area. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We've allowed too much pressure or created the situations where the defense has gotten pressure on them. I think that, you know, we need to do a better job of starting fast and trying to play from ahead. We definitely haven't done that this year offensively. And just, you know, have more control of the game. When you fall behind and you're on the road, it's never going to be easy against any opponent. You know, all of them are good in this league, and we've put ourselves in that situation, and we're going to be the ones that have to work ourselves out of it and find a way to start faster and protect the quarterback better. And, you know, if there's certain things we could do more of, we'll try to do those going forward. But, you know, there's no shortcut, you know, in this league. There's got to be a good pass rush every week. This week's going to be no different with Cincinnati. We're going to have to do a great job of, you know, having a good plan and a good week of preparation coming off of last night. You know, just getting better every day that we have an opportunity to.
Josh, I'm sure it's frustrating right now through the first four games with that inconsistency of the offense, but there's also been plenty of certain instances in the past where the team started slowly during the season. And is it some acceptance that that's part of a natural progression here to when you're putting pieces together that it might take a little time?
You know, we have a high standard here, and we should. And it's a very competitive league, obviously, and we need to do a better job on offense, regardless of the situation and the circumstances. Who's out there, we have faith and confidence in. And like I said, we can coach better, and certainly need to, and we can play better. And you know, I think every year is a process that you go through, and I don't think you're really ever where you're going to be when you start the year. But I think the key thing for us is we got to improve each week. We can't just you know 1 week here, 1 week there, and go back and forth. We got to continue to get better. And you know, I think, you know, it is a situation where you can work with, you know, your guys and improve them each week. But I think the big thing is we have to achieve that and get better each week. And, you know, you can have patience, but I think you also need to make strides each week too. So our focus is going to be on that going forward. And we've got a really difficult challenge ahead of us this Sunday with Cincinnati.
Yeah, Josh, specifically with regard to Julian, they controlled him, I guess, pretty well yesterday. Was that a function of just superior coverage on them, or maybe Tom didn't have enough time to find him? What was Julian's problem yesterday, or problem getting him the ball?
Well, I think, you know, there's obviously a number of factors that determine where the ball goes and who gets it, how much, and all the rest of it. So, you know, Julian had a few opportunities and made some of those, and then we had some other opportunities that we missed on or didn't have an opportunity to get it to him. So, you know, I think the passing game is a function of a lot of things. A lot of people have to do their job well. And, you know, obviously when we've done that, you know, he's made a lot of plays for us, and hopefully we can do better going forward.
Josh, Tom said in his post-game press conference yesterday that you, especially when it came to that second interception, was just forcing the ball and trying to throw it somewhere that he shouldn't have thrown it. How rare is that to see something like that from Tom?
He doesn't, you know, he hasn't historically thrown many interceptions, and he doesn't. So anytime that happens, it's not a situation that occurs many times during the course of a year. And, you know, I'll do everything we can do to, you know, to prepare and get a good plan and a good, you know, scheme ready to go this week. And I'm sure he's going to do the same. And, you know, we're always going to try to avoid turning the ball over because that's the quickest way to put ourselves in a hole. And we certainly did last night.